Hello.
Hi, Nancy. My name is Wilbert. I'm from Opinion Research. We're actually conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you very much, Matt. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 years, at least 18
yes.
years of age? Thank you very much.
Yes.
Great. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other?
I'd say crime.
Crime? Okay.
Yes.
What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation?
Global warming.
Global warming, thank you. Let me see. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Air pollution, water pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, and endangered species, timber harvest, or landfill space?
Did you go through that list again?
Of course, ma'am. What's the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, or landfill space?
I'd say global warming.
Global warming, right? And using the scale of excellent, good, or just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first industry is refining. Is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Sorry?
Good.
Good? Thank you very yes. much. What about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What kind of manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Good, right?
Okay. Yes.
And what about agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Good. And what
good.
About electric utilities? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Thank you. What about forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good again.
Thank you. And mining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Great. We're going to go to the next set here. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
Thank you. And how about forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Your opinion is important. And U.S. Forest Service, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how about county land departments? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Very much. We're going to go to the next set, ma'am. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
I say it's somewhat important.
Thank you very much. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Somewhat significant. And each year, trees are harvested. in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer than harvested.
Thank you very much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Probably fewer.
Fewer, right. Okay. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Probably yes.
Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Probably negative.
Negative, right? Okay. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Some forest land and currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate and land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Not really, no.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Sometimes, yes.
Thank you. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant opponent of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say significant.
Thank you very much. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I support.
The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much. We're almost done. We're at 73%, ma'am. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, okay? Now, okay. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
And increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
And get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We are at 82. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you've completed? High school or less, technical or grade school, some college or college graduate or graduate degree?
Technical school.
Technical school?
Okay. Yeah.
What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
Large city. Is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, 75 to 99, or 100 plus?
50 to 74.
50 to 74. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal. All right. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
I'm retired.
Thank you very much. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Be blessed, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.